إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد. طيب. I welcome all of you and we continue our classes from Hadith. Sundays is the class for the Hadith. From the 40 Hadith of Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, precisely from Al-Minha al-Rabbaniyya. The book Al-Minha al-Rabbaniyya, the explanation of the 40 hadith of Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, by our beloved Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahullah ta'ala. And we're still reading the explanation of the second hadith. It's long because the hadith contains a lot of benefits. The second hadith that is known to be the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam. And we get to the second portion of the hadith when Jibreel alayhi salam came and asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أخبرني عن الإيمان. Inform me about Iman. Inform me about Iman. What is Iman? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him that Iman is that you believe in Allah to the end of the six pillars of Iman. Alhamdulillah, in a previous class or two, we mentioned what the Shaykh says about the Iman, Ta'rif al-Iman, that the definition of Iman with Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, and the importance of Iman, and he does increase and decrease, and the like. And tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we go ahead and begin reading to you the explanation of the first of the six pillars of Iman. الركن الأول الإيمان بالله جل وعلا. الركن الأول جزاك الله. الركن الأول الإيمان بالله جل وعلا. The first of the six pillars of Iman, الإيمان بالله. To believe in Allah. To have Iman in Allah. What that mean? The Shaykh says, بِأَن تُؤْمِنَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ وَاحِدٌ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. First thing is that you have belief that Allah is one and He has no partners. Allah is واحد. He has no partners. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ الْمُسْتَحِقُّ لِلْعِبَادَةِ دُونَ غَيْرِهِ. And that He alone deserves all worship to be devoted and performed for Him alone. No one else beside Allah deserves any act of worship. وَتُؤْمِنَ بِأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Likewise, when somebody says he believes in Allah, beside these two points, also he believes in the names and the attributes of Allah. فَالْإِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ يَشْمَلُ أَنْوَاعَ التَّوْحِيدَ الثَّلَاثَةَ. So he says, so therefore, having Iman in Allah and believing in Allah comprises the three categories of Tawheed and includes the three aspects of Tawheed: Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, the Tawheed of Lordship; Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, the Tawheed of Worship; wa Tawheed al-Asma'i wa Sifat, and the Tawheed of the Names and the Attributes of Allah. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فلا يكون الإنسان مؤمنا إلا بتحقيق هذه الثلاثة. A person is not considered a believer unless and until that person fulfills these three aspects of Tawheed. وليس الإيمان بالله كما يقول بعضهم أو كثير منهم أو كثير ممن لا علم عنده. إساء الإيمان بالله والإيمان بوجود الله. He says, and the true meaning of Iman, having faith and believing in Allah, it is not as some people or many who doesn't have knowledge. Those who don't have knowledge, they say, believing Allah consists of believing that He exists, that Allah exists. As they say, that's iman in Allah. فَإِنَّ هَذَا لَيْسَ هُوَ الْإِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ. Sheikh says, no, this is not the true meaning of iman in Allah, believing in Allah. فَلَا يَكْفِ الْإِيمَانُ بِوُجُودِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِّ. It is not enough for a person just because he or she say, I believe that Allah exists. That is enough. So now they have the true meaning of iman. لا. وَإِنَّمَا الْإِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ يَشْمَلُ الْإِيمَانَ بِرُبُوبِيَتِهِ وَالْإِيمَانَ بِإِلُوهِيَتِهِ وَالْإِيمَانَ بِأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. Says, rather, when a person say he or she believe in Allah, that comprise and includes believing in His Lordship, having belief in His worship, and in His beautiful names and attributes. وَإِن نَقُسَ شَيْءٌ مِنْهَا لَمْ يَكُنْ مُؤْمِنًا بِاللَّهِ. And if any of these three aspects is deficient or missing, then that person is not a believer in Allah. He's not a believer in Allah. Now the Shaykh is going to bring details to these three aspects of Tawheed. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, Tawheed al-Asma'i wa-Sifat. And of course these aspects, the ulama, they mentioned them to make things easy for the people to understand. And they didn't bring this Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, Tawheed al-Asma' from themselves. Rather from the text of the Qur'an and from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen and Shaykh ibn Baz, rahimahumullah, and others, they said, the ulama of Islam, when they looked at the ayats of the Qur'an that relate to Tawheed, they find that they don't go out of these three aspects. Whether they talk about Rububiyyah or Uluhiyyah or Asma' wa Sifat. قال فالإيمان بربوبيته سبحانه وتعالى أن تؤمن بأنه هو المنفرد بالخلق والتدبير والإحياء والإماتة والتصرف في الكون لا شريك له في ذلك. Now there is some details now I want you to pay more attention, barakallahu fikum. He says, as for having iman in the rububiyyah, in the lordship of Allah, what does it mean? It means that a person believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone creates anything and all things. All the creation is created by Allah. No one share with Allah this one here. No one create with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember when we say Tawheed is one, you know, that to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being the sole creator. No one create with Him. وبالتدبير, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone, run and govern the universe. Nothing happened in the universe except by Allah's will. وَالْإِحْيَاءِ وَالْإِمَاتَةِ. Only Allah caused certain creation to live and cause others to die. So to Him alone belong the rights of life and death. وَالْتَصَرُّفِ فِي الْكَوْنِ. No one does anything or change anything in this universe without Allah's permission. Even those people who do things, who go here or there, they do it by Allah's will. Anything that occurs, the alternation of the days and the nights and the rain and the snow and the storms and all the heat and the cold, all this by Allah's will, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by no one else. لا شريك له في ذلك. Allah has no partners whatsoever in any of these things mentioned. In the creation, in the tadbir, the how the things are run and governed, and in the who's alive and who dies. All these things only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا توحيد الربوبية. This is the meaning of توحيد الربوبية. قال وهذا قل من يجحده من الخلق. Shaykh Saleh Hafizahullah Ta'ala says, this aspect of Tawheed, rare when you find somebody who denies it. It's rare when somebody denies that Allah alone creates, Allah alone provides, Allah alone governs and runs the universe. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ الْخَلْقِ مُؤْمِنَهُمْ وَكَافِرَهُمْ يُقُرُّ بِتَوْحِيدِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ Shaykh says, all of the people, the believers and disbelievers, they all acknowledge this one, this aspect of Tawheed, that Allah is the Lord of all things. Allah is the creator of all things. كما قال تعالى في سورة العنكبوت, chapter 29, إن شاء الله تعالى, verse 25, page you will find it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ جزاك الله خير. 25 يا شيخ. سورة العنكبوت. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ And if you were to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they say, Allah. Wait a minute, but it's not the same ayah in here. Maybe it's 52 on the... they switched the number here in the book. You see? لا. Here it says 25 in Surat al-Ankabut, but here 25 in Surat al-Ankabut doesn't say that. It's a homework for all of us. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ Now that was not your mistake. It just here in the Noble Quran, the ayah 25 it says something else.
It may be a typo.
لا بأس إن شاء الله وقال تعالى في سورة الزخرف verse 87 ولئن سألتهم من خلقهم لا يقولون الله طيب that one is easy it's not, I'm still need your help in سورة الزخرف verse 87 زخرف is 43 let's check if the same ayah إن شاء الله because sometimes there be some mistakes typos and stuff okay in the books mashallah And if you were to ask them who created them, look at the first ayah, who created the heavens and the earth, they say Allah. Now in this ayah, Allah said, if you were to ask them who created them, they say Allah. That was the one?
That's the one, yes. 87.
Ah, sent. Now in the Surah Al-Mu'minun, that's chapter 23, verses 84 and 85. قُلْ لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ Say to them, to whom belong the earth and all what's in it, if you really have knowledge, if you really don't know, they will certainly say Allah. It belongs to Allah. It belongs to Allah. And also in Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 86, قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ So we'll read to you the ayats from 84 to 86. Say, who is the earth and whosoever, whose is the earth and whosoever is therein? If you know, they will say, it is Allah's. It belongs to Allah. The earth and all what's in it belong to Allah. Say to them, will you not then remember? Say, who is the Lord of the seven heavens and the Lord of the great throne? They will say Allah. They will say Allah. Also in Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse 31. قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ Verse 31 Say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who provides for you from the sky and the earth? Because these people, they deny. He's calling them to worship Allah, and they deny Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are proof. Say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who provides for you from the sky and the earth? Or who owns hearing and sight? And who brings out the living from the dead, and brings out the dead from the living? And who disposes the affairs? What they will say? Allah. They will say, Allah. Say, will you not then be afraid of Allah's punishment for setting up rivals in worship with Allah? You know, He alone creates, He alone provides, He alone brings life to, from death and death from life and the like. Why still you devote worship for other than Him? Na'am. قال الشيخ فهم مقرون فهم مقرون بتوحيد الربوبية. قال الشيخ فهم لا يجحدون هذا.
No.
I don't want you now to be disturbed in a class. I can't do this myself. I just want him to get some hasanat. But if he's just going to disturb you in a class and disturb others, then we don't. We look at the masalih and the mafasid. No. You remember the class of yesterday? Of before yesterday, Friday, the Imam, when he was talking about the masalih and the mafasid. If you want to bring a maslaha, if somebody is about to do something, they're going to bring good, but in the same time, it's going to bring some harm. What we do now? You leave it alone. Because there is a qa'idah. ذَرْءُ الْمَفَاسِدِ مُقَدَّمٌ عَلَى جَلْبِ الْمَصَالِحِ Warding off harms, take precedence over bringing benefit. طيب جزاكم الله خير. So we don't want to be disturbed and we don't want to disturb others. جزاكم الله خير. And we get to the end of the last ayah anyway. The last one is in Surah Yusuf, Surah 12. I can do it with my eyes closed, mashallah. Surah Maryam, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Surah Yusuf, mashallah. Barakallahu feekum. So the Shaykh wa ta'ala says, فَهُمْ لَا يَجْحَدُونَ هَذَا مَعَ أَنَّهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. See, even though they are polytheists, and they have shirk, but they don't deny this. They know Allah alone creates. They don't deny this reality. Even though they are upon shirk. Also Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in Surah Yusuf, that's chapter number 12, in verse 106, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ And most of them believe not in Allah except that they attribute partners to Him. Because remember, the polytheists here from this ayah, they believe that Allah exists. And they believe that Allah creates them, or create the heavens, not those idols they worship. But still, they devote actions of worship for other than Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله يؤمنون بتوحيد الربوبية فقط وهذا لا يكفي. See those mushriks? They believe in this aspect of Tawheed, the Tawheed of Lordship. They do. But alone, that's it. That's all they believe in. And the Shaykh said, هَذَا لَا يَكْفِي. لَا يَكْفِي meaning, it's not enough. Now learn some vocabulary, inshallah, okay? لَا يَكْفِي, not enough. And you can say that. Somebody pour in, for example, water for you, pour a little bit, he says, لَا يَكْفِي. Meaning it's not enough. I need a little bit more. طيب. If you need more, you gotta keep in mind if people around you, they may need some too as well. He says, لا يكفي. لا يكفي. Or somebody, for example, you're a cab driver, and a brother come to you and say, Akhi, take me to the airport, I give you $10. Or $5. He says, what do you say? لا يكفي. Because maybe that's, you may spend more for gas. He says, لا يكفي. I'm just giving you an example, right? To understand this la yakfi. Alright. So don't like somebody come to you and say, Assalamu alaikum, you say, la yakfi. You may be. Or if somebody, if you say to somebody, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and he said to you, Wa alaikum assalam, what do you say? La yakfi. Allahu akbar. You say, la yakfi. Because he has to give you more. You remember? Alright. MashaAllah. Well, sometimes you have like a car that holds five people, and you already have six people, and somebody wants to squeeze. What do you say? لا يكفي المكان. المكان is the place. لا يكفي المكان يا أخي. The place can't hold you in. It's not enough room for you. Not enough room. طيب. Everybody understand this one? Is understood? طيب. We go back to the hadith. So the Shaykh Hafiz Ta'ala, he said, these people, they believe in Tawheed al-Rububiyya alone, only. وَهَذَا لَا يَكْفِي. يَكْفِي?
No, لَا يَكْفِي.
Yeah, you gotta say لَا. لَا يَكْفِي. It's not enough. بَلْ rather. لَا بُدَّ is a must. مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِتَوْحِيدُ الْأُلُوهِيَّةِ. Rather is a must that a person who believe with Tawheed al-Rububiyya got to believe in Tawheed al-Uluhiyya as well. Tawheed of worship. أي بأن العبادة لا يستحقها إلا الله جل وعلا. والألوهية هنا تعني العبودية. It means that no one deserves to be worshipped except Allah. Because ألوهية here means عبودية, servitude. Meaning all actions of worship should be done and performed for Allah alone. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله وهذا هو محط الخلاف بين الأمم والرسل. He says, and in this aspect of Tawheed, Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, not Tawheed al-Rububiyya, that's where the conflict took place between the messengers, عليهم الصلاة والسلام, and their people. Not in Tawheed al-Rububiyya, because everybody know Allah creates the heavens and the earth and create them and cause life and death. But the conflict took place between the people and their messengers, عليهم الصلاة والسلام, because of this توحيد الألوهية. فكثير من الأمم يعترفون بأن الله هو الخالق الرازق. He says, many nations that Allah sent to the messengers, they know that Allah is the only creator. He alone creates and maintains and provides sustenance to His creatures. ويعترفون بتوحيد الربوبية. They acknowledge the توحيد of ربوبية. لكنهم يشركون في توحيد الألوهية. What is the problem? That they commit shirk in توحيد الألوهية, in the second aspect of توحيد. How they do that? فيعبدون مع الله غيره. By worshipping others, false gods beside Allah. How? Some examples. فيذبحون لهم. They slaughter, but for other than Allah. There are people these days, Yahwan, in some Muslim countries, ignorant people, they pray. Man, they pray. They may do it right after Salat al-Dhuhr. After Jumu'ah, they just pray Jumu'ah and they go to some grave and some tomb and slaughter a lamb or a goat for that dead person right there. Shirk. Shirk akbar. Major shirk, wal-iyadu billah. وَيَنْظُرُونَ لَهُمْ. When they make oath for those false deities. وَيَسْتَغِيثُونَ بِهِمْ. They seek refuge in the times of difficulty and hardship from them, or with them. سَوَاءً كَانَ هَذَا الْغَيْرُ صَنَمًا أَوْ شَجَرًا أَوْ حَجَرًا أَوْ قَبْرًا أَوْ جِنًّا أَوْ إِنسًا فَهَذَا شِرْكٌ فِي تَوْحِيدِ الْأُلُوهِيَّةِ وَهُوَ عِبَادَةُ غير الله مع الله جل وعلا. The Shaykh says, regardless, the false deity doesn't matter whether it is an idol, statue, a tree, a stone, a grave, a jinn, a human being, all it is shirk. If somebody devote any act of worship for any of this, for anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a shirk. Shirk in what? In Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. In this tawheed of worship. And what is this shirk here? Because they worship other beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they devote actions of worship for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, وَكَذَلِكَ حَدَثَ فِي الْقُرُونِ الْمُتَأَخِّرَ بَعْدَ الْقُرُونِ الْمُفَدَّلَةِ مَنْ يَجْحَدُ تَوْحِيدَ الْأَسْمَاءِ وَالصِّفَاتِ مِنَ الْفِرَقِ الضَّالَّةِ مِنْ جَهْمِيَةٍ ومعتزلة وأشاعرة ومن سار في ركابهم يجحدون أسماء الله وصفاته. The Sheikh says likewise. Right after those three best generations, and began and to appear some who deny the Tawheed al-Asma' wa Sifat from the deviant groups, deviant sects, the Jahmiyyah, Udu Mu'tazila, and Asha'ira. These main groups, Jahmiyyah, Mu'tazila, and Asha'ira, they deviant groups. And whoever followed them on that path of evil, from those who deny the names of Allah and His attributes. Who are the Jahmiyyah? هم أتباع الجهم بن صفوان أبو محرز الراسبي مولاهم السمرقندي الضال المبتدع رأس الجهمية. Who is this the people who follow this deviant group جهمية? They are the followers of this man called الجهم ابن صفوان. So that's why they were connected to him, جهمية, because of this deviant مبتدع, a big مبتدع and deviants. Al-Jahm ibn Safwan, dal, misguided, mubtadi', innovator, he's the head of the Jahmiyyah. Halaka fi zamani sighar al-tabi'een. He was destroyed, see, because of his evil. They don't even say mata, or tuwfiya, he died. They say he was destroyed. Halaka, he perished. Huh? See, when the ulama, they talk about the Ahlul Dalal and the Mubtadi'ah, they don't say he died, they say he perished. And he was destroyed in the time of the Sighar al-Tabi'een. When they say Sighar al-Tabi'een, meaning towards the time, you know. The Tabi'een, they were all them who was older, but it was like the young ones amongst them. وَقَدْ زَرَعَ شَرًّا عَظِيمًا. But this man has, subhanAllah, planted a great evil, wal-iyadu billah, amongst the Muslims. وَهُوَ رَأْسٌ فِي التَّعْطِيلِ. And he is the head in denying the names and the attributes of Allah. قُتِلَ سَنَةً ثَمَانٍ وَعِشْرِينُ وَمِئَةٍ. He was executed and killed in the year 128 of the Hijra. قتله سلم بن أحوز. He was killed by this man called سلم ابن أحوز. And as for المعتزلة, another deviant group, who are these معتزلة? هي إحدى الفرق الضالة المخالفة لأهل السنة والجماعة. معتزلة is one of the deviant groups who oppose the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Of course, when you say Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they are the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ in the first place. And whoever followed them upon that, good. وَرَأْسُ هَذِهِ الْفِرْقَةِ وَاسِلْ بْنُ عَطَاءَ الْغَزَالِ. Who's the founder and the head of this deviant group, Mu'tazila? Is this man named Wasil ibn Ata' al-Ghazal. واصل ابن عطاء كان تلميذا في مجلس الحسن البصري. Look, this man, he was a student in the circle of knowledge of Al-Hasan al-Basri, the great imam of al-Tabi'in. Sometimes, you know, sometimes when you hear that somebody is deviant, but he's a student of Sheikh Rabi', he's a student of Sheikh al-Albani, so what? Okay. Anybody who studied with Sheikh al-Albani, he that said he gonna stay straight until he die? People do change, ya akhi. Al-qulubu bayna isba'ayni min asabi' al-Rahman. The hadith, the hearts of the people, they are between two fingers from the fingers of al-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turns them as he wish. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he used to always make this dua. Ya مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. O the one who turns the hearts, keep my heart firm upon your religion. No. Somebody is like, he says, like for example, what's his name now? Ali Hassan al-Halabi. Okay, many of the people of knowledge, they says what he's doing wrong. Okay, from his statements, from his books, from his talks, people still don't want to hear it, some people. Why? He's a student of Sheikh al-Albani. So what? This is a student of who? Al-Hasan al-Basri, the great imam of al-Tabi'een. And he became a great deviant. A great deviant, ya ikhwan. Look, he died some 1200 years ago or more. But he's still mentioned with his dalala and his bid'ah and innovation. So what is his problem? This man used to sit in the groups of, in the circle of knowledge of Sheikh, of Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri. فَأَظْهَرَ الْقَوْلَ بِالْمَنْزِلَةِ بَيْنَ الْمَنْزِلَتَيْنِ وَأَنَّ صَاحِبَ الْكَبِيرَ لَيْسَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا بِكَافِرٍ. This man started something that he shouldn't start. What did he start? Because sometimes people, they start stuff, man, and they don't pay attention to it. Instead to just sit down and listen to the ilm and from the ulama. Now somebody think like that said, man, I kind of come up with something too. I'm going to put my name out there. Alright? SubhanAllah. And my name got to be out there too, man. A'udhu billah. Your name may be there, but in what fashion? For good or for bad? This man, what did he do? He says, he come up with a statement. And that the ulama, they call it al-manzila bayna al-manzilatayn. He says that sahib al-kabira, the one who fall into a major sin, a Muslim. Somebody who Muslim believe in Allah on the last day, says la ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he fall into a major sin. Of course, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they says, if that major sin does not take a person out of Islam, is not shirk, then that he's still Muslim. And he's still mu'min. But his iman is weak because of that, what he did, okay? He's not complete. They don't say, no, his iman is complete. No. The Khawarij, what they say? Anyone who commit a major sin, he's a kafir, wal-iyadu billah, in this life. He should be dealt with as a disbeliever. And in the hereafter, he will be in the hellfire forever. Even if he say, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, wal-iyadu billah. Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, he says, no. He's not a kafir, he's still a Muslim, unless if he does something that take him out of Islam. But the kaba'ir do not take a person out of Islam, if they are not shirk. Okay? Of course there is some tafsir, we're not going to get into that, okay? There's some details, we're not going to get into that. But this man, he come up with something, this manzila between the two. What is it? He says, the person who commit a major sin, he's not a believer and he's not a disbeliever. Who is he? He's between. Alright? He's between. He's not a believer and he's not a disbeliever. Because the Ahlul Sunnah, they said he is a believer, alhamdulillah, unless if he does something that take him out of iman. Khawari, they said, regardless, this man say, la ilaha illallah, call the adhan, pray, fast, doesn't matter, nothing, he's a kafir. This man says, wait a minute, it's between. La ilaha illallah. So Al-Hasan al-Basri, what he said to him? You think he says to him, yeah, man, that makes sense, right? فَطَرَدَهُ الْحَسَنِ الْحَسَنِ الْبَصْرِ kicked him out of his circle of knowledge. He said, get out of here, man. He kicked him out. أَهْلُ الْبِدَعِ يَا أَخِي. Don't allow them to sit, stay around you because they're going to corrupt the people. Like a termite. What do you do with termite?
Get rid of them.
Get rid of them. أحسن. Otherwise?
They eat up your house.
They're going to eat up your house. مُبْتَدِعَ eat up your community. Ah, it's nice, Akhi. Come on. It's nice. What are you talking about, nice? Changing the deen of Allah, that's nice person? Changing the sunnah, is it nice? What's nice about that? فَطَرَدَهُ الْحَسَنِ مِنْ مَجْلِسِهِ. So Al-Hasan al-Basri sends this man his on something else other than that which Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah is supposed to be upon. He kicked him out of his circle of knowledge. فَانْضَمَّ إِلَيْهِ عَمْرُ بْنُ عُبَيْدِ. Another student was at the time who, this Amr ibn Ubayd, he became very famous. These are people, they have knowledge, Akhwan. They know hadith and they know stuff. And they know with ibadah and zuhud. But still, it doesn't matter. Another man, his name Amr ibn Ubayd. This man is famous too, his name, Amr ibn Ubayd. He joined Wasil ibn Ata. He joined him. وَاَعْتَزَلَ مَجْلِسَ الْحَسَنِ. And they separate themselves. اِعْتَزَلَ. This اِعْتَزَلَ means separate. And they start their own circle somewhere. That's why you may be like, you may not be, why you were surprised. Sometimes you see a person with you, Salat, Alhamdulillah, class Tawheed, Sunnah, Allahu Akbar, and before you know it, he's saying stuff against you. Not against you because you're black or you're white, you're Arab, non-Arab, Americans, from, I don't know, from Africa or from Asia. No. He's saying stuff against the minhaj you're upon. Because he's on something else now. Choose for himself another path. And whatever path is a path of deviance. Because the only path of the truth is which one? Path of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. And then before you know it, you see other people going with him. You should be surprised. This stuff been happening, ya akhwan, from a long time ago. Just thank Allah that you are upon the haq. And ask Allah to keep you firm upon the haq. Alright, sometimes you may find the closest people to you pulling you off. Why you still go listen to that guy? Why you still sit over there? Why you still go to the masjid? Yeah, they be running, they be like getting into, but they try to get, you think they get into your mind, right? They get into your deen. They trying to get into your religion, man. If they just try to get to your mind, that's easy. You can pay them no mind. Right or wrong? That's easy. But they trying to get to your religion. If they tell you, don't go to the masjid, don't listen to that there, don't sit in the class of Tawheed, don't sit in there, who are you going to sit with? With him. Where? In Dunkin' Donuts. Or in a car, why the class of Tawheed is given? Now sit in a class. In a car, talking about what? Backbiting people. Which one you want? Yeah, you gotta be careful, ya akhwan. Some people fall into that stuff. Here is one of them, Amr ibn Ubayd. He went with this man. So now, whenever this deviant is mentioned, this man is mentioned along with him. See? Allah al-Musta'an. فَسُمُّوا بِالْمُعْتَزِلَ لِذَلِكَ. Why they give them mu'tazila? Because he came from i'tizal. Separation. Those who separate themselves. وَيُلَقَّبُونَ بِالْقَدَرِيَّةِ كَذَلِكَ. Another name of the Mu'tazila is Qadariya. From Qadar. Qadariya. So if somebody says, wait a minute, they believe in the Qadar? Wrong answer. You don't believe in it the same way. لِمَاذَا سُمُّوا الْقَدَرِيَّةِ لِإِسْنَادِهِمْ أَفْعَالَ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ قُدْرَتِهِمْ وَإِنْكَارِهِمْ الْقَدَرَ فِيهَا. Why the ulama of Sunnah, they call them also Qadariya? Because the Mu'tazila, they say that the servants of Allah, they create their own actions. And Allah does not know what the people do until they do it. And even them, this Qadariya, they branch to Qadariya Nufat, Qadariya Jabriya. Maybe one day we give you a little round up, and inshallah, okay? Maybe one of those Saturday's lectures, we give you inshallah ta'ala the some details about these deviant groups. Because somebody may think, oh yeah, no need, because 1200 years ago, yeah right, they run in the streets, you run. They may be shopping in the same Kroger's and Publix. Now I'm not saying this that you'll be looking at people like, are you that one? No, you will, if you know the principles, you will know when they start talking. When they call you to something, they mention a name, a sheikh here or there, a principal over here. So you will like, subhanAllah. You don't even have to ask him. And then if that person, you know him, you're like, subhanAllah, this brother, he's been with us. So why he's involved with this? You talk to them nicely. Because some people, they just don't know. Okay? because they've just been influenced by somebody else. Huh? Who got into their minds to get into their deen. No, tafaddal. So we continue after the adhan. Barakallahu feekum. And the Mu'tazila, as the Shaykh mentioned, they have other name, the Qadariya. And this Mu'tazila themselves, they branch into different deviant groups. Different groups. But all of them, they believe in the same things. They deny the attributes of Allah. They deny the attributes of Allah. And they say that the Quran is created. The Mu'tazila, Al-Quran al-Makhluq. And that a servant create his own actions. Okay? يَخْلُقُ فِعْلَ نَفْسِهِ. And they have five principles. They made them as the six principles of Iman. Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they have six pillars of Iman, right? Six, right? Yes. Then they come up with five pillars. The Mu'tazila. What are they? At-Tawheed. Adl, justice. Al-Manzila bayna al-Manzilatayn. You remember Manzila bayna al-Manzilatayn? The one who commit a major sin, he's not a kafir, he's not a mu'min. والوعد والوعيد, number four, that الوعد والوعيد, the promise of Allah and His punishment and threat. And الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر, number five, commanding good and forbidding evil. وإنما أراد بهذه المسميات معاني باطلة. Of course, every one of these, mashallah, alhamdulillah, except for the third one, of course, which is منزلة من المنزلة, there is no good in it. But the other ones, mash tawheed, عدل, justice, Amr bil Ma'ruf, this is good, but for them they use them for different purposes. They use them for different purposes. They have different definitions for them, waliyadu billah. Wal Asha'ira, who is the Asha'ira? Another deviant group, Asha'ira. Because sometimes you may hear some guy and the ulama, they warn against him because they said his aqidah is Ash'ariya. Right or wrong? Ash'ari. What that mean, Ash'ari? Who are these Ash'a'ira? Who are they? Nisbatan ila Abu al-Hasan Ali ibn Ismail ibn Ishaq ibn Salim al-Ash'ari. Likewise, they were given this name because of the founder of this. He founded, but alhamdulillah, he repented towards the end of his life, alhamdulillah. He repented and he went and embrace the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, alhamdulillah, as we're going to mention to you. So then, they ascribe themselves to Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, rahimahullah. Wulida sanat 60 wa 200. He was born in the year 260 of the Hijrah. It's a long time ago, Ikhwan. He was born in the year 260 of the Hijrah. نشأ على مذهب المعتزلة. This man, when he grew up, he grew up upon the madhab of who? معتزلة. Good or bad? Very bad. All right. Now, this is how نشأ. نشأ meaning he grew up when he was young. Okay, and he grew up upon this madhab of the معتزلة. وتتلمذ على يد أبي علي الجبائي. Is one of the deviants. ثم ترك مذهبهم وتبرأ منه. After a while, he found that they are upon batil, upon falsehood, and he forsake himself. He said, man, you guys are on something else. I'm not with you anymore. So he free himself from the Mu'tazila. He said, I'm not a Mu'tazili. I got nothing to do with these guys, this Mu'tazila. But what did he do? He fell into something bad. وَسَلَكَ طَرِيقَةِ ابْنُ كُلَّابِ. But then he still went to follow another not upright way, the way of this man ibn Kullab. He has a firqa, it's called Al-Kullabiyya. وَانْتَشَرَ مَذْهَبُهُ. And then, look, he was famous in the first, then he became famous in this one too. This man was very diligent, subhanAllah. ثم رجع عنه إلى مذهب أهل الحديث وانتسب إلى الإمام أحمد. And then he denounced that one too and repent, alhamdulillah, and turn back and embrace the madhab of Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul Hadith. And he ascribed himself to be upon that which Imam Ahmed was upon, rahimahullah. Allahu Akbar. Good for him, rahimahullah. وَأَلَّفَ فِي مَذْهَبِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ الْإِبَانَ وَالْمُوجَزِ وَرَسَائِلِ الثَّغَرِ. And the same way he wrote many books in the Ash'ariyya, Mu'tazila, and that, he wrote books, alhamdulillah, in the madhab of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, like Al-Ibana, and Al-Mujaz, and Rasail Al-Thaghr, illa annahu baqiyat alayhi baqaya min madhab ibn Kullab. Even though he still have some traces from that madhab of ibn Kullab. وَتُوُفِّيَ بِبَغْدَادِ سَنَةَ 24 و300. And he died in Baghdad. 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 Yeah, Baghdad is a famous city from way, way back. Madinatul Ilm. Subhanallah. When I was with Sheikh Hassan al-Banna, hafidahullah, in a car. And we were talking and the name of Baghdad came. The Sheikh, man, he sighed it when he's like, what's that?
Silent,
yeah. With the grief and sorrow for what's going on, what's happening to Baghdad. It says, Madinatul Ilm, city of knowledge, city of hadith and fiqh. For a long time, but look what's happening to it right now. So he died in the year 324 of the Hijrah. Imam al-Dhahabi, rahimahu ta'ala, says, and they say also that actually he lived until the year 330 of the Hijrah. Naam, akhi.
Did he have to refute any of books when he repented that he wrote before? Did he have to refute his own books that he
wrote? Ayna. He free himself from everything. But still you find people who follow him. Even the man he denounced himself from those things, people still follow his old way. La hawla, jahl, ya akhi, ignorance. Ameen. So Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, he says, so this is, some people deny the names and attributes. Minhum man yajhadu al-asma'a wa sifat. Some divine group, they deny the names and attributes. They say Allah has no names and no attributes. Riyadu billah. Some, minhum man yuqirru bil-asma'a wa yunkiru sifat. Some divine groups, they affirm the names, but they say no attributes. Allah has a name, but no attributes. Riyadu billah. Wa minhum man yunkiru ba'da sifat. And some divine groups, they deny some of the attributes. وَالْكُلُّ سَوَاءَ, the Shaykh has said, and they are on the same boat. As we say, they're on the same boat. لَا بُدَّ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِأَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ, the Shaykh says, it is a must that the people believe in all of Allah's names and attributes. كَمَا جَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ وَاحِدٍ مِنَ السَّلَفِ, as it is transmitted to us from more than just one from the Salaf. ومذهب السلف أنهم يصفون الله بما وصف به نفسه وبما وصفه به رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من غير تحريف ولا تعطيل ومن غير تكييف ولا تمثيل. As they, this is the statement of the Salaf, the Tabi'in and Tabi'in, who they say that the madhab of the Salaf, meaning the Sahaba رضي الله عليهم, the companion, what is their madhab in the names and attributes of Allah? That they affirm to Allah what He has affirmed for Himself, as he affirmed to himself, or what his Messenger ﷺ has affirmed to him, to Allah, without distortion, without denial, without takif, kayf, to say how is the hand, how is the this or that, wala tamthila, without likening or no resembling the names and the attributes of Allah to any of the creation. Because some of them, the trick of the shaitan, of this divine group, they said, Allah has no attributes, because if we say His attributes, now we're resembling Him to
creation.
The creation. Like Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, when he refuted them, they say, if we say Allah has a face, we're resembling Him to the creation, because the creation have a face. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he says to them, okay, you have a face and a dog have a face. Meaning that you and a dog have the same face? No, yes, it's called face, but it's not the same. says likewise Allah laysa kamithlihi shay. Okay, طيب. قال فمن جحد الأسماء والصفات أو شيئا منها مع العلم لم يكن مؤمنا بالله. الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله says whoever denies the names and the attributes or some of them having knowledge, he's not a believer in Allah. لأنه جحد قسما من أقسام التوحيد. Why? Because he's denying one of the aspects of توحيد. توحيد الأسماء والصفات. إلا أن يكون معذورا بجهل أو تقليد أو تأويل فهذا يكون ضالاً لا كافرا. The Sheikh said, unless if that person who denies the names and the attributes of some of them, he may have an excuse. What is that excuse? جهل. Ignorant. Or تقليد. He just follow. He have no knowledge. He's blindly following certain people in the area. أو تأويل. Or somebody whose his interpretation was not good. He interpreted the meaning to something that is not right, and he meant good, but he didn't, and he was far away from the truth. This person is still dal, misguided, but not a kafir, not a kafir. Okay? And by this we come to an end to the explanation of the first of the six pillars of al-Iman. Al-Imanu billah, to have Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next time we go ahead inshallah ta'ala and read to you the second الركن الثاني والذي هو ما هو الركن الثاني عبد الله الركن الثاني الركن الثاني من أركان الإيمان the second pillar from the pillars of إيمان الثاني أين الإيمان بملائكته أي نعم تفضل أحسنت بالعربية الإنجليزية لا يكفي لا يكفي إنجليزية ملائكته أحسنت وهو كذلك بارك الله فيكم جزاكم الله خيرا وفقنا الله وإياكم لكل خير سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك